Blog Talk Radio.
Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. This is for our ancestors, ancestors. Cause we need a voice. Yeah, we need a voice. This is for my ancestors, ancestors. Calling on my ancestors, ancestors. This is for my ancestors, ancestors. We need your voice. In this great time of shifting, can we regain our connection, that energy? Go back to go forward. Go back to move ahead. This is for our ancestors, ancestors. This is for our ancestors, ancestors. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. We need a voice. Is that still small voice in the middle of the night that makes you smile? Says everything gonna be alright. That connection, that grandmama smile, that old story about back in the day from your grandpa, your aunties, your cousins, everyone in your family tree. They're all right there beside you. From the leaves to the branches, down to the roots, it's all in you. Our ancestors, ancestors. This is for our ancestors, ancestors. Calling out our ancestors, ancestors. Cause we need your voice. We're calling you in. We're calling. Speak your rhythm in the djembe, djembe, djembe. Speak your rhythm in the 808. Speak your rhythm to the MPC. Talk to us on those MP3. We need you to ride this beat. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. This is for our ancestors, ancestors. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. Cause we need your voice. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. Calling on our ancestors, ancestors. Cause we need your voice.
Welcome, welcome to the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, and that was Jonathan Santos on guitar and voice, beautiful voice and guitar, calling on our ancestors. And I believe Jonathan Santos is in the house tonight. So welcome. My name is Viata, and I'm here with my sister, Mama AZ, who's out in Arizona. I'm in Florida, but thank goodness we have technology that brings us together. Every time we pick up a cell phone or even with mental telepathy. So we have the power to call on our ancestors, and we're going to talk about that tonight with Mr. Santos. Welcome, Mama AZ, and I believe Jonathan is also on the line. I'm going to open up Jonathan's line as well. Mama AZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Sister, can you hear me? There's so much noise in the background. Can you hear me okay?
I had opened up Jonathan's mic, but I'm going to close his mic for a minute because there was a lot of background noise, and just see if Jonathan can get to a quiet place, and I'll open up his mic again. But, yes, Jonathan's on the studio board, and welcome. How about, were you able to hear that song clearly?
Not too clearly, sister, from my end.
Okay, because he did send me a song, but it was a little, I couldn't upload it in time for the show, but maybe we'll have to bring him back again, and I'll upload his song that he sent me. But let me try opening up Jonathan's mic again. Jonathan, are you there?
Peace. Can you hear us okay, brother?
I hear you just fine. How are you?
Great. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I am so grateful, my brother. This today, this is really powerful, brother Santos. I was called to the carpet because I it was so much. This is Mama AZ for the listening audience, and this little brother and I go back a long, long way to Camp Arizona in High Point, North Carolina. And a long time ago, I had a dream about Master Sunyata. And before he crossed over, Brother Santos, you're going to get the listening audience up to speed who this brother, Master Sunyata, is in your life. You see, I had a dream a long time ago, just before he made his transition. The horse fell off my wall here in Arizona, and the light went out. I did not know it at the time, but that was Master Sunyata communicating with me. And a long time ago, I had called Willow, another Jonathan, and told him about this dream. And Master Sunyata made it a point of letting me know that it's time for his teachings to be at the forefront of the healing of this planet, incorporating healing that is that was taught by Master Sunyata with the music, my brother, that you, the teachings that you and Willow, the other Jonathan, has knowledge of. And I just found out last night by way of the little sister who reminded me about these dreams that I've been having, because she keeps track of this, okay? And she said, Miss Arizona, don't forget to let that brother know about these dreams, about Master Sunyata. It's very, very important. Well, something else happened today as well that let me know that Master Sunyata is in the house and how important this day is. This day, numerology-wise, it represents a 5. You add up all the digits, it represents a 5. Brother Santos, your phone number adds up to a 5. Okay. Sister Viata, you were responsible for sending me this video coast to coast about lyrics and music and Tesla. Your number adds up to a 5, okay? And your call-in number, I believe it adds up to an 8. Add it up again. So I'm saying this because of how important all of this is. And it goes full circle because the Ascended Masters and Brother Sunyata, Master Sunyata, is an Ascended Master. He is partially on the other side and over here. And it is crucial, my little brother, that you pay attention to this, because this has symbolicness, all of it. Even Sister Viata meeting you in that Chicago, and our connection. And then I found out that Brother Yusuf is also a part of Master Sunyata's teachings, his tribe. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
Sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, I just found this out earlier today. I just found this out earlier today. So this has relevance. Now, help me out here. Okay, the sole purpose number, you have 8. It's 5, 6, 7, 8. The area code is 8. And then you have 8. And you have a 5. And, okay, 5, 1, 8, 9. Okay, you have 2 9s here. So you can count those out. And you got 1. You have 5 left and 8. Now help me out here because I'm kind of tired. But does all of these digits add up to an 8 or a 9? Am I adding this right?
Yeah, it's an 8. It's an 8.
Okay, your sole purpose digits, the whole thing adds up to an 8, correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, that's abundance. I find that this is abundance, and it's the eagle. Eagle can see things from afar where mouse who's on the ground cannot see. Mouse has tunnel vision, can't see the forest for the trees because mouse is on the ground. But you have the eagle up above that can see everything. And Brother Santos, this is what Master Sunyata is communicating. Keep in mind, I'm only a messenger, but all of this show today, your phone number, this number, everybody's number, it adds up to a symbolic message. And I give thanks. I give thanks because what, bottom line, what it is saying with what you have within your spirit, my brother, and Brother Yusuf, and these dreams that's been coming to me, you have everything that you need to be a major part of the shifting of this planet. With your teachings from Master Sunyata and your music. Now, I'm going to be quiet because I need for you to get the listening audiences up to speed who Master Sunyata is, how he came into your life, the music, and everything. I know you got to leave, my brother, at 9:15, so I'll be quiet. This is very important, and I give thanks. Because he's right there near you. He's right there near you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, so the question is, who is Sunyata Saraswati, or what is Sunyata Saraswati in my understanding at this time? And for me, Master Sunyata Saraswati was in this lifetime for me, a good friend, a master teacher, and a father figure, a brother, and just sheer energy, just sheer energy. Sunyata Saraswati, in this life, was my teacher, who transitioned two years ago on May 21st, but I met him in 2002 upon leaving Japan and arriving in North Carolina. Brother Kair Carter introduced me, bringing me to a class of Shindao Energy Arts class where Master Sunyata was teaching several healing modalities, including Tibetan white praying, Tai Chi Qigong, as well as some internal Chinese Gong Fu and Reiki from the Taoist system, Tibetan systems, and just Egyptian systems. He also studied extensively and taught Kriya Yoga, as well as Tantra, and Master Sunyata received the title of Goswami, studying Babaji's Tantra Kriya Yoga. He's taught in Sedona, Arizona, in Texas, throughout Europe, studied extensively in Nepal, in Kemet, in Hong Kong, initiated into several mystery schools at a very young age, introduced into this path via his grandmother, who saw a lot of potential and development in him. And so just kind of at his last stages, he settled down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where we had a small group there in which he really poured out. And to my knowledge, I'm one of the last to receive the title of Sifu instructor from him and in this plane at this time. And I was one of his youngest Sifus at this time. And, he was a very dear friend, a great guide, and he definitely, missed in the physical, but if you knew him and you knew anything about him and his teachings, then to miss him is to, I guess, be a little selfish and hold him here in this experience, in a very limited experience. He talked a lot of, transcending his body, dropping his body consciously, and being accessible as that energy, as that God, showing up very synchronistically in a lot of his students' lives, a lot of his friends' lives, and still very, very active and present at this time, as an ancestor. And I'm just really grateful for my time and study with him. the short version.
I'd like to ask you how he affected your music, because the words on your CD are just so powerful. And did he have a big influence on your music?
Of course. Definitely. I guess just in a lot of the teachings and in practicing the arts for, you know, several years with him and in the community and the group, a lot of my music was influenced by, you know, a lot of the concepts that he presented on and taught on. A few of those songs came out of, you know, meditative practices and Nigong practices that he taught. And a big part of my approach to music was always to really charge up as much as I can. Master Sayada would share that, you know, we are Reiki, that we needed to be in shape and in tune, and that, you know, our whole beings transmit that energy. And so I'd spend a lot of time practicing, and still do, before shows and before presentations, just so that, you know, the audience can not only experience the words and the lyrics, but also feel that energy. And that was something that he differentiated from, you know, teachers and of different, you know, different styles and different systems. He would say that, you know, your students have to be able to feel you. People have to be able to feel your energy. I guess being very sincere and, again, looking at him as a father, as a grandfather, as my elder, you know, would always seek his approval and bringing songs and concepts and lyrics to him. I remember one time we were sitting in the living room and he and there was a few other brothers and sisters there, and he was like giving me this really intense guitar lesson, you know, telling me to play faster and play more dynamically and really drilling me. And that was just his way of, you know, seeing what you could produce. So it definitely had a big impact on my expression and my creativity.
That's awesome. Now, was this gentleman, I don't know anything about him, was he Asian or African-American? What nationality?
I'm
glad you laughed. That's okay.
Brother
Jonathan, you must send sister a link. Being that he made his transition there in Florida, you must send her a link so that she can look at some of his work and just his whole teachings. It's important. And he's saying, you know which information to send. So I'll be quiet and let it come forth from you.
I mean, you can check your inbox. It's already there. But, yeah, Master Sayada, I laugh because, you know, I mean, when I think of Master Sayada, I definitely think of the rainbow. And, you know, him always, you know, transcending a lot of cultures and really sincerely introducing us to so many teachings, spiritual modalities from Tibet, from India, from China, from, you know, South America, from, you know, all over the planet. And so to my knowledge, you know, Master Sayada was from Chicago, from the South Side of Chicago, father coming from Southern India, and his mother from Indiana, and you know, real hip, real down to earth brother, and you know, when the story is told, who knows what they will paint our father, master, teacher as, but, you know, he's very down-to-earth, loving, and genuine brother.
And how old was he when he transitioned? Because I'm from Chicago. I'm wondering if he was in my generation or older or what.
It's pretty elusive. It's pretty elusive as well, as to what his exact age was. Yeah, different sources put him at different age, at ages. Seventies.
Is a
general estimate.
And he grew up in Chicago?
I'm nowhere his to my knowledge, yes. Indiana.
Okay. So now what brought you to Chicago for the book fair? I think it's interesting that we met and then Mama AZ brought us together again.
I was seeking to, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, and while it has a beautiful, it's a beautiful vibration there, the mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, waterfalls, it's a really beautiful city, but I'm just really seeking to get out and be around a more soulful vibration, to share more music, to, connect with other like-mind and like-vibe artists. And so actually Mama Kajara, Nebethet of the Rosseki Arts Temple, she's from Chicago as well, and was vending, and is a big sis of mine, and so she invited me out to travel with her, and so I just came out to link up with some friends, contacted the folks at the Soulful Book Fair, and it all worked out. It was a beautiful event. It was amazing, and I was so grateful to perform. Connected to a lot of great people, and still planning to get back out to Chicago.
I grew up in Chicago, so that was just so interesting that you were right behind my booth, and I didn't move from that booth all day, but when you started playing, it got my attention. And I was listening to your music and your words while I was stuck at that booth, but I saw, who is this person? So it just goes to show you how there are no coincidences and how everything's in divine order. So I'm grateful that the Most High put you in my space at Chicago Soulful Book Fair. And, Asada Kirkland is who was the organizer. I don't know if you had a chance to meet her.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to Sister Asada. It was a very well done event.
Yeah, she's an amazing person. She's on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, every I think it's Tuesdays now with the Female Solution. She and I are co-hosting the Female Solution. She's on Tuesday, and I'm on Friday with the Health Show. So we're all becoming, one family connected with a divine purpose and intention. So I'm just glad that it's all coming together.
Please send my greetings when you speak to her.
What's that?
I said, please send my greetings when you speak to her.
Yeah, I sure will. I'm just wondering, the CD that I bought, is that your first CD, or do you have other CDs?
I have four projects. Four CDs, and they're up online at Bandcamp, JonathanSantos.bandcamp.com. The CD that you purchased is something I like to share with people that I meet live that come to my live performances, and so that's just a compilation of all of the music that I've put out of over the past few years.
Okay, nice selections. And I, of course, I had forgotten about calling on our ancestors that tune, but Mama AZ came up with the topic for tonight, and I thought, and I was scanning through your CD music, and I said, okay, what should I play, because I hadn't heard from you, and, oh, calling on our ancestors, that's a good one. So Mama AZ had chosen Ascended Master Speaking from the Other Side of the Veil, and what do you think, Mama AZ, about that song? Jonathan, could you hear that song pretty clearly? I know I didn't get your emails in time, so I just kind of played what was on my laptop.
Okay. I didn't hear it myself.
You couldn't register. We might want to play it again. And I have a question as well.
Okay, go ahead.
I can sing it for you. if you prefer, I can sing you a line. But it did play. I think, you know, the listeners were able to get the gist of it. But it's simply saying, calling on our ancestors. This is for our ancestors, calling on our ancestors, because we need your voice. That's an invocation.
Oh, give thanks, my brother, give thanks. That segues into the question. How familiar are you with Russell Mean?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, I'm going to send you a particular video that has a lot of information on it. The reason that I'm asking is because this brother is so deep. You know, I had the opportunity to meet him in person, and I did not know how deep he matured. He really matured, and his wisdom is powerful, powerful, powerful. My little brother, with your music, and Master Sunyata's teachings, I see you as Standing Rock and Wounded Knee and the Crow. And I will send you some information about another brother. Have you heard of the Indian in the Cupboard? Oh, God, what's the word? Lightfoot? Does that ring any bell to you?
Oh, yes.
Then you are aware of Lightfoot?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you know about his works?
Not outside of the book.
Okay, you know he's a rapper, or was.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he's an activist. And, again, you call up Willow, Jonathan, and you, Jonathan, and Brother Yusuf, your group together. I'm only a messenger. And reach out to those ones at Standing Rock and Pine Ridge, Wounded Knee. And you reach out to Lightfoot. Master Sunyata, again, says that you have everything that you need within you, Brother Jonathan Santos. I get emotional because this situation is so deep. And this is why you must look into Tesla and that video that I sent you. There are lyrics. I know that Sister Beata, she was guided to send me this video, and I'm like, what the heck ever? I opened my mind up, even if I don't understand it or understand it or common stand it, I still watch it. I open my mind and I say to the Creator, okay, this sister has a purpose. What's the purpose? What do I need to know? Because you guided her to send this to me. In that video, in that YouTube video, they talk about particular lyrics that are hidden because of its healing power. And these dreams that I've been having about you and Brother Yusuf is no joke. There's a timeline, you see, that if you don't pay attention to it, you will lose it. And this is why I really appreciate Sister Beata because of who she is. She's on it. There are times I don't even have to say anything. She gets it. She hears it from the other realm, you know, and I be checking her out. So, again, you investigate the lyrics, the hidden lyrics, and see if you and Yusuf and Jonathan and even others who are strong with Master Sunyata's teachings. I said this a long, long time ago. The timing is everything. I had approached Jonathan about what Master Sunyata was saying from the other side. But, you know, I'm only a messenger, and sometimes people, it's not time for them to plunge it up, you know. So please listen to what I'm saying and just investigate, young brother, because you have everything that you need. You see, what's happening on these reservations, and I really had to allow what Peggy said on Crow Voices last night, well-known Buffalo. You can go back on the archives and listen to last night. You see, it's a spiritual war, Brother Santos. And you and Brother Yusuf and ones like you with music, with the knowledges of music, you can be a part of unblocking the third eye, the vibrations. And especially your Indian brothers, your Native brothers, because of their link to the earth and the powers to be, know this, any means necessary. It's like cutting the Mother Earth's stomach open and ripping the live baby out from the womb. You see, that's the only analogy that I can give you. That's what it's like. You see, the Indian people have a major key. And because of their susceptibility to the food, the alcohol, the this, the drugs, whatever, you know, they are battling the demons. And through the music and the hidden lyrics that the powers to be know, hear what I'm saying. I'm not a musician, but I know what I know that I know that I know this. You see? And it's up to you, investigate, to drum that heartbeat, to open up those chakras and that third eye, to guitar, to whatever. You do those lyrics. Listen to that video, and you'll see what I'm saying. And it's all of this is in divine order, young brother. You get your master team, Master Sunyata's tribe together, Brother Santos, because your number is about change and having a sacred fire and bringing forth change, rising of the Kundalini. Did you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't ever doubt. When something comes in your mind, don't ever doubt, Kyle. You take it for a fact because you have everything that you need within. Go ahead, sister. Back to you.
I wanted to just kind of get a feel of where Brother Santos is about Standing Rock. Are you aware of it, and how much are you hearing, and what is your opinion or feeling about what's going on in North Dakota?
I mean, I'm very aware of it. I'm very aware of it. I haven't looked at going, but I've been talking with other artists about creating some music in solidarity and support of our brothers and sisters there in the Dakotas, what's going on. And it feels very, very urgent. I guess I was watching a video in it's speaking of a prophecy of seven generations, standing up and doing something on behalf of the planet, and that this is that seventh generation. And so just looking at, this time and those that are here right now, and especially the youth, this is our fight on behalf of our planet. And it's just it's nothing new, but for me personally, it's just very disappointing. I mean, being real, just with Dr. Sabi and the circumstances around his transition. And then it's just like, okay, you have Stand the Rock, and then all of a sudden you have, this pipeline that, is just going to violate this sacred space and violate the brothers and sisters up there, their way of life, their traditions and everything. And it's just disappointing to see, what this country is still overtly perpetuating. And it's even more disappointing to see just how, I don't want to say sleep, but just how, rendered ineffective, just how docile, folks are. So I very much respect, the women, stepping forward, keepers of the water, not having it, not going down, the brothers there, not allowing it to go down, and everybody that's in solidarity on behalf of all of the creatures on the planet, on behalf of the planet herself, it's just, not on our watch, not in my generation.
Exactly.
Yes,
and I feel your disappointment. I think we're all disappointed at the revelation of what's going really happening with our government and how we have allowed this to develop. We are partly to blame. I think Arjun, or maybe the baby boomers, we got so content with, getting a new car, the two-car garage and the house and the income, And now a new generation, I think, is waking us up to the need to take action and protest, not just protest, but protect. That's the word coming from Standing Rock, is we are protecting the waters for the next generation. So I asked the question, why didn't our generation see this and take this action? And I guess it's because your generation, Jonathan, was meant to fulfill this assignment more than ours. You know, we had to go through whatever we had to go through, the civil rights time and the battles for just whatever rights we thought we needed. And now it's about just basic human rights, water, decent food, not GMO, genetically altered food. You know, it's like we're going in a cycle. And so your generation is creating the music that is kind of waking us up. So it's all in divine order. And I don't know, disappointment, I feel that too, but I think it's just the way the order of things is meant to be. You are the generation that is waking the older generation up. And so it's a lot to do. It's a lot. It's a big assignment, I think, for you, but I think that's why you're here on the planet. What do you think, Mom Maisie?
Yes. You know, I'm remembering going back to the teaching TP. Brother Santos, were you able to be, it's been so long, but were you there to have the ceremonies in my TP at that time?
I think I was a part of clearing the land and helping to construct, but I didn't get to participate.
Okay. Okay, well, these conscious people, these young people, I'm just grateful. Even with Master Senyata, before he transferred to Florida, he gifted me with the necklace that he got from Chief Joseph. That was a very, very powerful, powerful gathering there at Camp Arizona at the time, and I'm remembering and just proud, Brother Santos, that you are on Rock Medicine, Soul Purpose Healing, and it goes way back with other conscious young people who came through Camp Arizona. The other Jonathan, Brother Willow, he's in Florida, reminiscing. And yes, this is what you came to the planet to do. This is my brother, and I said to you last night, don't you even doubt. Don't let anyone jerk your chain to have any fleeting of doubt, because if you just look at the timeline, when you came to me, Brother Senyata, the other people that brought you to me, and you brought people to other people to me, and you go to Chicago, you connect with Sister Beata, and that's even powerful within itself. And then I have this dream, and I call Brother Yusuf to get a read on it. And he tells me he just played with you the night before, and it was off the freaking chain. So This makes me say all of the work that I did, and you know the work that I did there at Camp Arizona, it's worth it. Just this moment, it's worth it. And so I just, out of doubt, that you are here for a tall purpose, child. And I support you. There are many people who need your music. music is the window. In music, you have the lyrics to get into the windows of the soul, and especially our Indian brothers and sisters, kind of stuck because they've allowed the Caucasian way or European way, however you want to put it, to infiltrate their spirituality. And enough is enough. You listen to Russell Means. That brother, like I said, is deep. He's a walking encyclopedia. Welcome to the reservation. A walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, when you listen to that video, Welcome to the Reservation, it's like your eyes open so wide, hearing something like patriarchal madness. I've been using that term since I heard his video, Welcome to the Reservation. I have never heard it put so accurately describing the system that is resisting the people in Standing Rock. And it's patriarchal madness. It truly is. When we talk about 9/11, 15 years ago, we were told a story of what happened. These people from another land took over some commercial airplanes, and these terrorists ran into the buildings and killed 3,000 people. And now today, we're like, that didn't happen. It didn't happen that way at all. We have so much knowledge and information from YouTube and other sources that we know that our government is mad. The people running this country are mad. It's patriarchal madness. So what do we do? Well, we have Jonathan Santos on the scene talking about what is one of your songs, Seeking Transformation. Thank you. We need that. And every one of the titles on your song, Jonathan, are saying, wake up, wake up. What is another one? How are you changing the world? The other one said, how did you come up with, one of them is titled Ghetto Rejuvenation. How did you come up with that one?
That was a collaboration between myself and a good brother, Yashua Russell, Chief Yash. He's currently based in Chicago right now. But I think we were just seeking an anthem of empowerment. And
is there any hope for Chicago's violence that we keep hearing about? Do you see any hope?
Now I'm gonna be disappointed in myself, but there was I was very inspired. There was just so many events happening in Chicago when I went at that time, and I went to a block party that same weekend, that same day of the Soulful Book Fair, and there was some young brothers and sisters that were a group and based in Chicago, and their performance was off the chain. And immediately they opened up saying, "Well, and I was just returning from Haiti, and they were saying, "Do y'all know about the Haitian Revolution?" And the audience was like, "Yeah." The crowd was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then they were like, "Well, do you know about the revolution taking place in Southside Chicago?" And immediately it was just like, wow, see, the media wants to portray, and yes, we can't, negate the atrocities and the violence that is taking place there. And this, the factors that are contributing to that violence. But when I was in Chicago, I saw so many taking action. I saw so many people with their own schools. I saw so many independent authors, so many doing programs. I saw young artists on point, speaking up, speaking out, taking action, taking self-responsibility, creating awareness. I saw so much that the media does not portray. And so that's the Chicago that we need to know exists, that's vibrant, that's thriving, is that it's just as many, you know, that might be perpetuating the ignorance or suffering from this ignorance, meeting this, you know, this violence, there are just as many that are warriors and championing, you know, Ma'at, truth, justice, righteousness, and are doing positive works in the community to take back the community.
Yeah. And that's what the Female Solution is all about on Blog Talk. They Naima Latif is the host of that show, and she's invited other women now to help her with hosting the show. And she's a big promoter of peace in the not just in the neighborhood in Chicago, but all over the world. So thank you, Jonathan, for bringing that out once again. How the media is, the major media is giving this picture of this city with all these violent people, and that you know there's nothing really good going on there. But we have to promote the good that's going there on there, and the transformation, and like you say, the revolution on the South Side. That's news. That's good news.
Definitely.
Another song I look at, Are You Eating to Live or Living, as what is it, Living to Eat?
That's a lyric from Critical Thinking. I can't speak for most people. A lot of people come through conscious through being aware or lightening up as enlightenment, lightening up as my teacher used to say a lot, Master Sunyata, through the diet, through the food. And it's like once you start to make certain shifts in your body, like your way of thinking, your health, you know, many things open up for you. You make a lot of connections. And so, you know, we can be divided over, you know, okay, well, I'm vegan, well, I'm vegetarian, well, I'm a pescatarian, well, you know, I eat this, I do eat meat, or, you know, we can divide ourselves, but the basic point is we do know that, you know, the Food and Drug Administration is, you know, killing us. And we do know that, you know, I mean, you know, the Nation of Islam been, you know, putting out those teachings for forever, you know, how to eat to live, you know, just, you know, Murder King, McDuff Burger, you know, all of these, you know, fast food chains, you know, they might have a new marketing scheme claiming to promote health and wellness, but ultimately just that way of life, that way of consumption, that way of, you know, mass farming and killing the animals, injecting them with hormones to get that type of yield, all of that on a holistic level is death, is destruction. So you know, self included, I by no means it's definitely a journey for myself, but just slowing down, you know, understanding what it takes to grow something from seed, understanding how it feels when you're tasting something fresh, understanding how your body feels for receiving those type of nutrients, understanding and seeing what the children look like that are eating right, just how vibrant they are and full of life and energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just speaking to that piece of the puzzle, you know.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious, how did your parents influence you to do what you're doing today? I heard you speak about you came from, was one of your parents from Japan, was it?
My mother, both of my parents are from New York City, and my mother took me to Japan when I was 4 years old. So she's a teacher, and so she left New York City teaching and went and taught overseas and took me with her, and pretty much was there off and on, you know, all the way up and through high school. You know, I was 18 when I left Japan and came to North Carolina A&T in Greensboro. So, you know, my mother's been a very big influence, and just, you know, New York City girl. I'm out. I'm going to Japan. And it was a big and bold move, yeah. You know, I think with a lot of implications. But you know, we were met with family. We were met with community there that is still in my life today, you know, full circle, mm-hmm. you know, who took us in and met us in Okinawa, Japan. My aunt Yvonne, who, you know, kind of nurtured my mother and myself through the years in Japan. And now she's originally from Winston-Salem. And one of my last performances, the Penmanship event, shout out to Penmanship, and, you know, based in Greensboro, North Carolina, I got to do that event where my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt from Japan were all in the audience. So, you know, the universe, the planet is extremely, extremely small. But my mother has been a huge influence. And actually, it's real interesting, and, you know, healing through this fatherhood experience with my own children. But I'm just initiating a relationship with my father now after 32 years. So that's it's a real, real journey.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us, little brother. That's what I'm talking about. When you are on point, things come back to you. When time is right, it's all about timing. And keep in mind, you chose that brother to be your dad, and you chose that sister to be your mom. And you must think about, why did I choose these people to bring me back the gateway? And through the good, the bad, the indifferent, whatever, whatever, all of these things, young man, you created to teach you, to remind you, to create the best that you can be of the many selves that is within you. And I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself and anybody else who may be listening. I'm learning this. It's going on 65. I'm really learning this and getting it wrapped around my head in a solid way. It hasn't been easy. However, you're special, and you must remember why those ones you came to, what can you learn for your highest good, for your greatest good from these people? So it's powerful, Brother Santos. It's powerful, and I'm so proud of you.
So, Brother Santos, I know you told me you had another engagement tonight. Do you have to?
I mean, it's just I'm moving with it. I'm moving with the spirit. I'm moving with the energy. So, you know, I'm very present. I'm based in Asheville. I just drove across North Carolina to share some of the curriculum that I set to my music in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and now I'm here with my grandmother, and so she kind of set me up and gave me the quiet space to be able to tune in to you all on the show this evening. So I'm I'm heeding the words of Mama Arizona, who said, "Make time for your elders." So, I'm here.
Well, I'm gonna have to leave, but I would love for you to sing one of your songs for us, and then I'd like to invite you to come back on Sunday and do some more songs and talking about what's going on in Standing Rock and all over, because you have a lot to say. So, do you have a song you want to leave us with?
Sure.
For these times?
In this moment, I'm feeling, it's a song called Breakthrough, and you can find it on Bandcamp, John DeSantos, Bandcamp.com. The album entitled For My People Who Are Darker Than Blue, called Breakthrough. I don't know if you'll be able to hear the guitar, so I'll just give you a little acapella.
Okay.
So many plenty, some real good seeds in me. That's right, they sowed so I could reap. And look at all the fruit that life has given me. That's why I just want to be a giving tree. I hold my neighbor, no, I'm a good man. I chose from the same deck of cards as you. Ooh, I'm just playing my hand. Reminding myself that you can't lose what you never had. Oh no, you can't find what you never win. Searching for, go deeper, knock harder, reach further till you break through. Go deeper, knock harder, reach further till you break through. Go deeper, knock harder, reach further till you break through. To your breakthrough.
So
yeah.
Wow.
Wishing everyone a breakthrough. And I did want to mention, I have a few performances coming up. The Greensboro area this coming Saturday, at Artists for Justice at the Artist Block. But also I wanted to definitely mention, in context of everything we've been talking about, the Four Tribes for Peace festival and ancestral ceremony that's happening in the during the equinox, September 22nd through 25th. And again, that's Four Tribes for Peace, and you can find that on your social media, or you can visit Kindred of Sangoma, and that's going to be happening at the Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. So definitely wanted to put that on your radar. Very excited about that event.
Yeah, thanks. Sister, he could probably talk about that Sunday, too, on your show, could he not?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I would love for you to come back on Sunday at 8 o'clock, same time, same phone number, if you're available. Can you do that? You think you can come back on Sunday?
let's be in touch about it, but I will make my best effort.
Well, we so appreciate what you're doing, and Four Tribes for Peace. That's so appropriate because the tribes are coming together in this hour and this day for that reason, for peace and for sacred reviving of the sacredness of the land and for our bodies. We so need to get the message out about our bodies being sacred, because that's where our Native brothers and sisters have become weak, is that they have accepted the master-slave diet and the master-slave teachings, and some of it was forced upon them, and some of them they just didn't know what else to do. But now your music, your events about peace, Four Tribes for Peace, is so important now in this day and hour. So we so appreciate you for doing what you're doing, and just love you. You're one of our brothers now.
Thank you so much, Brother Santos. Give thanks. Give thanks. And if you see Brother Yusuf, you will before I do. You give that brother a hug for me, because I appreciate him having my back, checking on my spot, you know, and doing just what he does. And I couldn't ask for a better energy person. So give thanks. I'm grateful that you and he are working in unison. It's very powerful.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, we will be in touch, Jonathan, and you be safe. And I'm going to just play a little bit of one of your songs. Let me see which one. I love this melody. That sounds good. Have a blessed week, and the Most High be with you. Oh, wait a minute. That's not you. Wait a minute.
Well, it's been a pleasure sitting at your feet, and thank you so much for having me on. And I look forward to being back.
Yeah.